This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim. Welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday share. There's no share this evening because this week's share is going to be Thursday night for Lag BaOmer. Also, we had a share Sunday night, L'Kavod Rav Meir's yard site. So there's no regular Wednesday night share. Actually, tonight is the Shloshim of my grandfather, Zechut Tzadik Bracha, Rav Mordechai Leib Gladstein. So the learning should be L'Ilui Nishmasai. So this year will not be repeated. This is it. We're recording this year. So make sure, if anyone has anything to say, make sure it's good, because it will be recorded for posterity. And then your grandchildren are going to hear it, and they're going to say, Zayda, what kind of question was that? You know, so you're welcome to ask questions, but make sure it's good. So we would like to uncover a new remez, an amazing remez, to Lag BaOmer in Parshas Emor. We know that Parshas Emor is always the parsha of Lag BaOmer. We're going to speak tomorrow night. We know Lag BaOmer is also the yard site of the Ramah. And one of the Ramazim is, Emor is Oisiois Ramah. But we want to try to find a remez in the Parsha to the great day of Lag BaOmer. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos that the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Torah is greater than Kahuna. Raise your hand if you're a Kohen. Any Kohanim here?
Nope. Yes.
Who's yes?
Me.
Jason. So it's a good thing you came. Okay, good. Raise your hand if you're a melech, if you're a king in Israel. I didn't think so. You're not even a king in your own house, so forget about the Jewish people. Okay. And then we have the Torah. The Torah is greater than Kahuna and is greater than Malchus. The Malchus is acquired with 30 attributes. Kahuna is acquired with 24 attributes, and the Torah is niknes be memches devarim. The first thing is Talmud, learning. That means as follows. Many people, they want to become a Talmud Chacham. If you're going to sit on your couch and you're going to want to become a Talmud Chacham, it's not going to do anything. You know why? Because you have to actually learn. The first step of acquiring Torah is you have to actually learn. Number two, you have to actually listen. Number three, you have to say the words. And the Mishnah delineates 48 ways with which to acquire Torah. And we're going to be learning from the amazing Sefer of Rabbi Yosef Engel, as we did on Monday. And Rabbi Yosef Engel is one of the great Rabbanim in Krakow. And the Minog in Krakow is on Lag BaOmer, which is the yard site of the Ramah. The Rav would give a drasha, that was one of the major drashas of the year, in the Beis HaKnesses of the Ramah. Actually, I had the zchus a few years ago to give a drasha in the Ramah Shul. It was not Lag BaOmer, but it was the yard site of one of the other great luminaries of Krakow, namely the Megala Amukos. I believe it was Yud Aleph Av. Well, the Rabbi Yosef Engel was a Rav in Krakow, and he says, "V'hinei inyan hanal hayos liyom Lag BaOmer bepratiusai b'kachol yimei asfira b'chlal v'zeh ma'alosei aleihem." He says, "This is the attribute and the greatness of the lofty day of Lag BaOmer." He says, "V'zeh ki hasfira kula la'omer." V'hinei kvar kosavnu ki ikar asfira kifi b'chinas atzmenu. The 48 days of Sfira corresponds to the 48 ways to acquire Torah. V'hinei elu ha-memches malois, dehem, hechsher kinyin ha-Torah, yesh gam kein inyin ha-piyamavur, v'medrash rabah, d'shtei haluchos, heim keneged Moshe v'arayin. Okay, so the first revelation is that the 48 ways to acquire Torah correspond to the 48 days of Sfira. And the 49th day is like a general review. The 49th day is the Chazara for all the other 48. We learned earlier on Monday from Rabbi Yosef Engel that if there are 50 gates of wisdom, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Chamishim Sharibina Nivru Uba Olam, and they are all given to Moshe except for one. So if Moshe had 49, then Rabbi Yosef Engel advances a principle that an individual has to be one less than the tzibur, like we find by a Karban Mincha, that the most that could be brought in one kli is 61 by the tzibur, so then an individual cannot bring more than 60. So if Moshe had 49, then Klal Yisrael has 48, that's why they're 48 Nevi'im, and the reason why Sfira is actually 49 days, Rabbi Yosef Engel said, is Moshe Rabbeinu, in his graciousness and his generosity, even though we're not really eligible for the 49th level, he gave it over to us. But now, we're going to explain the 48 ways in the context of the two luchais are keneged Moshe and Aaron. As the Medrash says, Shnei luchais ha'edos, mahu shnei luchais, keneged Shemayim va'aretz, keneged chasen mekala, keneged shnei shushvinon, keneged oil mazev oil maba. The two luchais are keneged heaven and earth, keneged chasen and kala, keneged the two shoshvinon, which refer to Moshe and Aaron. Let's explain. The pasuk says as follows: V'chol bekar zavach hashalomim, and all the cattle for the carbon shlomim, esrim v'arba'a parim, elim shishim atudim shishim, kvasim neishana shishim, zois chanukas hamizbeach, acharei himashach oisoi. 24 shlomim, says the Rama, the holy Rama, in his Sefer Toiras Ha'ola, Bekar Zevach HaShlamim Arba Ve'esrim Keneged Moshe and Aaron. Moshe brought down the Torah for Yisrael, and he divided it into 24 books. Aaron accepted 24 Matnas Kuhuna. Marv Rabbeis is a very interesting principle. Both Moshe and Aaron correspond to the number 24. Moshe brought down 24 books, Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, and Aaron has Chav Dalet Matnas Kuhuna. Now, what does this have to do with the Luchais? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Haluchais Hine in Yonam Klal HaTorah. The Luchais were the Torah encapsulated, the whole principle of the Torah. Uchim Mevuar, the Chav Dalet, in many ways, the Ten Commandments incorporate the whole Torah. So Moshe and Aaron together incorporate the whole Torah. The reason why the Torah has 48 kinyanim is keneged Moshe and Aaron, which are the 48 ways. Moshe, 24 books. Aaron, 24 manas kahuna. As the Rama says on the Pasuk, Esrim v'arba'a, corresponding to Moshe of the 24 books of the Chumash, Zichru Toiras Moshe, and therefore, even though technically Moshe Rabbeinu only gave us 5 books, but the whole Tanakh comes under the umbrella category of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron, his inyan, was the 24 Matnas Kuhuna. So we see Moshe and Aaron both represent the number 24. Well, Rabbi Yosef Engel finds an amazing allusion to the state of these two 24s. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, on the pasuk in Yeshaya, V'samti chad choir shimshoy sayich u'she'arayich la'avnei ektach v'chol gevulech la'avnei chayfet. Say that 10 times fast. V'samti chad choir shimshoy sayich. Say that twice fast. Good luck with that. Right? V'samti chad choir shimshoy sayich. So what is this referring to? Rabbi Yosef Engel cites the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Zakenim Shaba'oisei Hadar Amru. The elders of that generation, they said, Pnei Moshe kipnei Chama. The face of Moshe is like the sun. Pnei Yehoshua kipnei Levana. Yeshua's face was like the moon. Oila la'oisa busha, oila la'oisa klima. Woe to that embarrassment, woe to that shame. Moshe is compared to the sun. How about Aaron? What is Aaron compared to?
Moon.
Well, Yehoshua is compared to the moon. What about Aaron? I don't know, is Aaron Venus, Neptune, Jupiter?
Mars.
Well, The Vayikra Rabbah says, "V'chamakoyim who makdim Moshe Aaron." It always puts Moshe before Aaron. V'makoyim echad u'aymer who Aaron and Moshe. And in one place it says, "Aaron and Moshe melam shishneim shavin." They're both equal. So if Moshe was like the sun, then what was Aaron like? Aaron was also like the sun. Well, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, "V'zer remez hakosav v'samti charchoid shimshoy sayich." Chazal say Moshe was like the sun, and Aaron was shakol k'Moshe, because sometimes it says Moshe first and then it says Aaron, sometimes it says Aaron first and then it says Moshe. If so, since they're equal, Aaron is also like the sun. This is what it means. V'samti charchoid shimshoy sayich. That means I'm going to give you your two sons, Shimshoy Sayich, your two sons, namely Moshe and Aaron, Chad Choyd, 24, 24. Your two sons are each 24. Your two great luminary sons are both 24. Moshe are the 24 books of Tanakh, and Aaron are the 24 books of Kehuna. So, they're both 24. Moshe is 24, and Aaron is 24. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, on the pasuk, v'samti chad choyd shimshoy sayich, amar Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni pligi trei malachei berakia. Two angels disagree in the heaven. They namely Gabriel u'Michael. The Amrilan, some say trei amayravim arava, two rabbis in the Eretz Yisrael. Uman in Inhun, who are they? Yehuda v'Chizkia. V'chuzah b'nei Rab Chia. Chad Omar Shoyam, v'chad Omar Yashpe. Some say Chad Choyd is Shoyam, and some say it's Yashpe. What is the meaning of this? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, v'zehu b'shas Baba Basra. He quotes this Gemara, that there's a machloikis, what's Chad Choyd? Either Michael and Gabriel argue, or Yehuda and Chizkiah. And what... some say it's Shoyham, some say it's Yashve. Amar lehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lahavi kedin u'kedin. They're both true. The Hainu d'shnei memes. Shekin Shoyham, Yashve. Shoyham and Yashve is a remez to Moshe and Aaron. How? Shoyham are the words Moshe. Yashpe is yesh peh. There's a mouth, like it says, but Aaron, who yeh lecha lepeh, he will be your mouth. So Hashem says, regarding the machloikis of Chad Choyd, is it Shoyham or Yashve? They're both true. Again, this is another remez to Moshe and Aaron. Moshe is Shoyham, Moshe is Osir Shoyham, and Aaron is the mouth. The Yashpe, Nidrash kach b'chazal yeshpe, Hainu Binyamin, who had a pet to tell Yaakov about the Mechiras Yosef, and he was quiet. And therefore, we could darshan it yesh peh. According to this, the first 24 days of Sfira are keneged the first 24 books of Tanakh, of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first day, Rabbi Yisai, of Sfira is Bereshis. The second day of Sfira is Shemais. The third day is Vayikra. The fourth is Bamidbar. The fifth is Devarim. The sixth is Yehoshua, and so on and so forth. Ulefize, and according to this, the last 24 days correspond to the 24 manas kahuna of Aaron, because Moshe always goes before Aaron. So now, if you understand where we're heading now, we're going to try to figure out which one of the manas kahuna correspond to Lag BaOmer. Because maybe that will give us a insight into the essence of the day of Lag BaOmer. L'chayra, it should be the ninth of the Manas Kahuna. The first 24 days of Svira correspond to the first 24 books of Tanakh. And the ninth Matana, L'koyein, will correspond to Lag BaOmer. So the Gemara in Chulin says on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, D'tanya, esrim v'arba manas kuhunahin, there are 24 gifts, v'kula nitnul arnul vanav, b'chlal uprat. Uvris melach, meaning, k'la makaimon kilo kiyem b'chlal uprat uvris melach, v'lo ivralam kilo ivral b'chlal uprat uvris melach. Here they are, you ready? V'eluhin, Eser b'mikdash, 10 in the temple, v'arba b'yushalayim, 4 in Jerusalem, v'eser b'gvulim, and another 10 outside. Eser b'mikdash, chatas, b'chatas ha'oif, asham vaday, asham taloy, zivchei shamei tzibur, loig shemen shomet zayra, shtei ha'lechem, lechem ha'panim, b'shiyarei menachos, u'minchas ha'omer. So, let's try that one more time. They are the chatos, chatos ha'oif, number 3, asham vaday, number 4, asham taloi, number 5, zivchei shamei tzibur, number 6, loig shemen shalmet zayra, number 7, shtei ha'lechem, number 8, lechem apanim, number 9, shiarei mincha, number 10, u'minchas ha'omer. Asks Rashi, Oimer, Oimer loy chashiv le bahadei shar menachos. The minchas ha'omer is not included in the other menachos. Minchas tzibar, meishu minchas tzibar nikmetzes, because you do a kmitza, v'necheles, v'ein lecha, oid v'tzibar. It's not part of the tzibar, v'shiari menachos of a yachid. Now, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the al karchach yesh lachshav harishayim kenegen Moshe, v'acharim kenegen Aaron. What are the 24 matnas kahuna? Chulin daf kuf lamed gimel amud beis minchas ha'omer hu chi. Minchas ha'omer is number 9. Legirsas Rashi sham demakdim oimer l'shiyari menachos. The minchas ha'omer is 9. Isn't that amazing? Lag ba'omer corresponds to the carbon ha'omer. That means that lag ba'omer is sort of the essence of the zman of omer. The zman of omer was kickstarted with the carbon, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, but really lag ba'omer corresponds to that carbon. So that is why lag ba'omer is, so to speak, the most central day of the Yimei HaSfira. V'akarchach yoyim lag ba'omer hu b'prati yusay k'chol Yimei HaSfira b'chlal. D'chol HaSfira hu la'omer. The whole sphere is for the omer. V'ilu yoyim lag ba'omer is keneged the omer. Therefore it's keneged all the days of Sfira. So far so good. It comes out rather amazing that the day of lag ba'omer corresponds to the 9th matana l'kahuna, namely the minchas ha'omer. However, we are not done. Because if you look in Baba Kama Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Tashma, Esrim V'yarba Manas Kahuna Nitnal Arno Levanam Kol Nitna B'chal Prado Klal Bris Melech Kol Mekam Kilim Kaim Klal Prado Klal Bris Melech Kol Oivar Aleim Kilo Oivar Klal Prado Bris Melech. Here they are. Elohein, Eser b'mikdash, 10 in the temple, Dalri Shalayim, 10 v'gvulin, Eser b'mikdash, Chatos behema, Chatos ha'oif, Asham badai, Asham taloi, Zivchei shamei tzibur, number 6, V'loig shemen, Moisar ha'oimer, Shtei alechem 8, Lechem aponim, number 9. The Lechem aponim is the 9th matana l'kahuna. Says the Gemara Menachos, V'chav ches konim k'chatzi konecholo. There are 28 half pipes in the Lechem Aponim. Arba also l'seder. They have 14 for this order. V'yudah l'seder. They have loy sider konim v'loy netilasim d'echas ha'shabbos. None of these procedures push off Shabbos. Ela nichnas me erev Shabbos. You enter erev Shabbos v'shoim toy, and you slip it out. V'noisnen la'arka shel shulchan. You put the bread on the lent of the shulchan. Now what are we going to do with this, Rabbi Yosef? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that according to the Gersam Baba Kama, Lechem Aponim is number 9 of Manas Kahuna. If so, Lag Ba'omer is Keneged Lechem Aponim. Now what does the Lechem Aponim got to do with the students of Rabbi Akiva Stop Dying? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, v'zeh ki inyan What does that say? Halechem aponim. The concept of lechem aponim. Deim yud beis lechamim, which are the 12 loaves, and yonim la'ached yud beis shvatim. Why do we have lechem aponim? It's to unite the 12 shvatim, shall be Yisrael. Ki ha-mikdosh hu ma'ached es Yisrael. The mikdosh unifies Klal Yisrael. K'mavur b'ber ha-goyla l'maral, al-oimram. The Maral says, anyone who makes a neder, it's like building a bama. You know why making a neder is like building a bama? Because here we have 613 mitzvahs that unite us all. We're all united with the 613 mitzvahs. And then a Jew goes ahead and he says, I make a neder, I'm not going to eat farfel. What did he do that for? Why? Everyone else could eat farfel. Why does he not want to eat farfel? Now he's different than everybody else. He's no longer united with the Jewish people. His personal neder is like he's building his own altar. That is why Chazal say that making a neder is like building a bama. Because ki hamikdash, the temple, v'isr habama, is in the prohibition of making your own mizbeach, hu ma'achid es Yisrael. Unifies the Jewish people. Mashish makom yuchalu kol mashras Hashem, that everyone should have one unified place for Hashem to dwell. Uleskarev by Hashem Yisbarach, and to come close. Bekrevas karbanos, by bringing karbanos. And if everyone builds a bama for himself, that is causing a separation. Look in Chagiga Daf Chafez, where the Gemara uses a lashon shlo yehi kol echav echad boina bama laatzmai. That we don't want Klal Yisrael to be separate one from another. And therefore, one who makes a neder, and we know that the Torah also unifies Klal Yisrael, that everyone has Torah Achas, and this guy made his own neder, and he asked what the Torah never asked, he makes his own Torah, so that's also, he's mafred himself from the Klal. So it's like building a bama. So the Mikdash united us, and that is why, if the whole purpose of the Beis Mikdash is to unite us, that is why Sinas Chinam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Because the purpose of the temple is to unite us. If we have separation and we don't get along, then we don't need a temple. So the 12 showbreads correspond to the 12 Shvatim. They are always placed in the Heichal, in the inner sanctum, before Hashem Tamid, so that the status of the Jewish people should be viewed as united before God at all times. The 12 showbreads sit before God on the table the entire week, illustrating, demonstrating, revealing that in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyacha Ba'aretz. And what is the agent that unites us? The Beis HaMikdash. V'lachein hoya sidur halechem b'Shabbos. Therefore, the lechem was arranged on Shabbos. Why on Shabbos? Kedei she'isachtu b'yoyser. So that would cause greater unity. Ki Shabbos is also the great unifier. And the purpose of Shabbos is Achdus. Like the Zohar says, Raza de Shabbos, Raza de Shabbos, Yuhu Shabbos, is Achadas b'Raza de Echad. We are united with the secret of one. And this concept of unity is specific to Klal Yisrael, because a goy is not permitted to keep the Shabbos. So it unified Klal Yisrael. The Al Kein Yizdoi b'Mincha Shabbos. That's why Mincha on Shabbos we say, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. Because Shabbos unites us. Therefore, on Erev Shabbos, they would take out the poles that kept an airspace between the Lechem Aponim, and they would put it back Matzah Shabbos, indicating that on Shabbos there's absolute unity, like the Gemara says in Menachas Dak Tzadik Vav in the Mishnah and Rashi, that v'zeh, he says, because on Shabbos Klal Yisrael are ma'achid b'yoyser through the agent of Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos there should not be any poles and any separation between the various breads, which are meramis to the 12 tribes, but all 12 breads are together without any kanim, without any hefsek. So therefore, if the purpose of Lechem Aponim is to be Ma'achid Klal Yisrael, then on Lag B'Omer, which is the day of the Lechem Aponim, That means Lag BaOmer has the koyach of the lechem upon him. Namely, what is the koyach of the lechem upon him? The koyach of the lechem upon him is the koyach of achdus. So the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, who are loy noagu kavod ze bazeh, they learned the lesson of the lechem upon him on Lag BaOmer. They came together v'koyach ichud Yisrael yachad. Therefore, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva are nesiached, as opposed to their state originally, which are meruchak umafurud zemizah, they were loynagu kavod zebazah, and therefore they came together, and the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. So, according to Baba Basra,
just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.